In the autumn of 1942, America was becoming deeply involved in the Second World War. With the rationing of gasoline and ammunition prevalent, those on the home front wondered what that would mean for the upcoming deer hunting season. One thing was clear. Of those who were still around to hunt, most would be heading to northern Wisconsin, as they had for years. They would be drawn north for the camaraderie and tradition of the Northwoods Deer Camp, and also because many counties in southern Wisconsin remained closed to all deer hunting due to low numbers, and 1942 was also the first year requiring back tags, those numbers pinned to the back of hunters' jackets. With so many hunters expected in the Northwoods and a new regulation to keep watch over, wardens from the south were sent up to help bolster local law enforcement. Albert Reef, the 33-year-old supervisor of Kettle Moraine State Forest near Campbellsport, was one of those department employees assigned to deer season duty in the North Woods. Reef was sent to Florence County to assist game warden Floyd Sanders. Neither man could foresee the great tragedy that would occur just days before the opener. On November 18th, Wednesday prior to opening day, Reef and Sanders were patrolling the woods along the Wisconsin-Michigan border, about 3 miles northwest of Iron Mountain, Michigan, when a gunshot echoed through the autumn woods. Someone was getting a jump on the season, they both thought. They hurried to the area to investigate. They discovered a man near a 1930 Oldsmobile on a side road about 50 yards off U.S. Highway 2. Reef began a standard interrogation of the man, who was dressed in a blue flannel shirt and whipcord breeches, typical Northwoods attire. Sanders looked at the inside of the car and noticed the back seat was filled with camping gear. But while Sanders was searching the back seat, another shot rang out. Jumping out of the car, he saw that Reef had fallen to the ground, shot in the head. The man in the blue flannel shirt was standing there, pistol in hand. They exchanged shots, the slayer backing into the woods and Sanders following him, dodging from tree to tree, the Associated Press later reported. Sanders had picked up Reef's automatic pistol and emptied both his own and Reef's gun, but failed to hit the murderer. Without ammunition, Sanders briefly became the pursued. He escaped by circling through the woods. The man in the blue flannel shirt was able to double back to his car and disappear. When Sanders returned to the scene of the crime, he found that the man had dragged Reef's body into the woods, and the Olds was gone. The manhunt began. As the Associated Press reported the day after the shooting, 22 Michigan State Police and 16 Wisconsin officers, in addition to Florence County Sheriff Grell's deputies, have been assigned to the hunt, with more officers to arrive today. Law enforcement combed the woods along the border, and detectives followed up on every lead. But the trail grew cold after several false leads. Days went by with no developments in the case. Anxious residents near Iron Mountain began locking their doors at night. Hundreds of deer hunters, now in the woods, wondered if there was a murderer prowling nearby. 10 days after the shooting, the story ended as quickly as it had started. A Michigan fire warden near Sagola realized that a local woodsman who had gone into town to purchase food fit the description of the suspect. The man was quickly apprehended. Emil Schroeder, a 46-year-old woodsman and trapper, arrested by the Michigan State Police, lived alone in a remote cabin. He offered no resistance and readily confessed to authorities. Schroeder recounted that while he was pursued into the woods by Sanders, he counted the shots fired until sure the guns were empty. Then he doubled back to his car and headed to his cabin. The man told authorities that he had feared for his life and fired in self-defense because Reef was pulling a gun from his pocket. With a full confession in hand and a positive identification by Warden Sanders, Schroeder was arraigned on first-degree murder charges by Florence County Judge Smith and then held in jail to await trial. On Sunday, November 29th, the 1942 Wisconsin deer season came to a close. And, with Albert Reef's killer in jail, so too did the story of this deer season tragedy. Reef, a native of Switzerland, was buried in Milwaukee, the home of his parents. Reef's slayer was convicted of second-degree murder and served 7 years at the state prison in Waupun. For WXPR, this is Bob Wilging with History Afield.